There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people.
Oh, I got
fresh,
it.
Natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we'll continue the sacred fire in our own way, on our own time, as we do second hour every Thursday evening here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through our syndicator, Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com. And all y'all listening around the world through that stream or by phone, we're welcoming you, and through naturalnewsradio.com. And what are we going to do today? What are we going to do this hour, Super D, Uber D? I think people really like you having all these nicknames because it's got Megalody. My wife liked Megalody or Megalodon.
We got a call from somebody referring to me as Ultra D.
Ultra D, Ultra Dawn. I know.
Ultra
we
Dawn.
Love it. You know, there's just not enough accolades to talk about Uber Dawn. Lyft. No, that's the other Uber and Lyft. It doesn't
all right.
make sense.
Let's just stick with Super. I like Super.
All right, we'll keep it easy and simple. Super Don. Right. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show this hour, live on the air, 866-939-2355. We've got six ways men die. We'll see if we can go through that and hopefully prevent at least five of them, if not all six. Shall we do that? Let's try that a little later. Also, a man, I don't know this if this falls under the marriage license thing or no license thing, but you'll never believe what a man married in New York City. We got that coming up. And finally, for all the teenage boys in the audience, wait till segment four, because we get to say two words together that everybody giggles, especially teenage boys. They giggle, all right? So stick around for that. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible, much less 6 days a week, 2 hours a day, sometimes even more. Last night, I did double duty. Because TMB was here to bail me out along with Super D when I was on the Jerry Doyle show talking about Coca-Cola, right? How good it is for you, how artificial sweeteners make you fat, and all that kind of stuff. We'll get that up if it hasn't been put yet up on EpicTimes.com, our good friend Jerry's website. Do we have that up on Epic Times yet, by chance?
We'll get that up today.
Okay, so I'll be up later today. Because I know if you can't listen to two things at once, and who can? Well, you'll have to go to Epic Times and listen to it after the fact. That's fine. Now, a guy I don't like to talk about, but occasionally we have to. William Fence. You've heard of him?
William Fence.
That's another 15-year-old joke. Bill Gates.
Yeah. Okay. Dick Fence. Is that what you were saying?
I did not say
that. Oh, no, that would be Richard. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, right. No, this is about Bill Gates. Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates is he calling for germ warfare? What is he doing here? No, he's not calling for germ. He's calling for germ games instead of war games.
Yeah.
Germ games.
It's funny because think about it. He's going to these third world countries where they would, you know, I think they're probably worried more about hunger than they are germs. So it should be hunger games.
Yeah, Hunger Games, or how about toilet games, right? Bring some clean water and sanitation, you know, sewage systems, and then you've got it licked. But then, of course, you don't need your needles, which is all about the needle, right? Is there a song like that? It's all about the needle? All about the needle, about that needle, about that. Is that the song I remember hearing? It's a vaccine song. No? Never mind. Probably a CIA psyop anyway.
I'm frantically searching for that, but I can't find it.
I can't imagine. It's not even from Schoolhouse Rock. So Bill Gates opened a mock Ebola field hospital at the prestigious TED conference as part of a call to be battle ready for deadly global pandemic. Again, always in terms of war. Why must it always be a war? Right? Bill Gates, still a teenager in that front, blowing up G.I. Joes and melting the G.I. Joes, doing all the things that little boys do. Bill Gates has not grown up. He just thinks he's doing it to microbes. But what he's really doing is poisoning people in this way. So he's calling for germ games, not war games, to train response forces and reveal holes in those defenses. Ironically, the holes in those defenses are caused by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Gavi Initiative, where they're trying to poke holes in every living human soul on the planet, particularly if they're of dark skin and in Africa. And as we know, some of these even contain human chorionic gonadotropin, so that when it's injected into you, especially the little girls there, that they develop antibodies to HCG, and then they will self-terminate pregnancies. Bingo, bango, bongo, the eugenicists win. They shut down the reproductive capacity of people they don't want to see reproduce. Yes, I said that, Billy William Fence.
You know,
the epidemic.
It's interesting because, you know, I've always said, and George Carlin used to always say about how, you know, in war, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, we're always looking to try and bomb the brown people, right?
Right.
I never really thought about how, yeah, what is it he's doing? He's out there trying to stick needles in all the brown people. I mean,
yeah. No.
How weird is that?
Yes, Bill Gates, eugenicist. Sorry. No, I'm not. I called it out. And you can cry to your little whatever you want to cry to, if that's the case. But Bill's got enough money to defend himself. But he says, you know, there's no need to panic, right? But, yes, they want you to panic. Because it's the only way they can, you know, continue to convince you that the only way we can protect ourselves is to inject toxic poisons into the arms of newborn babies. And much less add more adults to the schedule as we go at it. Because Ebola, not necessarily a childhood disease, is it? It's not one of those that they can get put on the childhood schedule, or can they? Because as they have pined to have an Ebola vaccine, despite the fact, as we've pointed out here, that Ebola is not one thing, it may be many things, all related to what? Poor nutrition, horrible sanitation, lack of hygiene, etc., war-torn regions of poverty, manifesting as any number of diseases that could mimic something they call Ebola, yet it could be a vitamin C deficiency, it could be a selenium deficiency, you name the deficiency, it can manifest in a similar way that they point to the virus that is not just one virus. So the Gates Foundation is still after it, still playing up the fear game, and it is, like you said, Super Don, the Hunger Games. Because in reality, these people that are suffering from Ebola are suffering from hunger, from malnutrition. And so what is he going to do? Is he going to fund, let's say, masks for everybody? Or is he just going to send his minions of the Gates Foundation over in scary masks and hazardous waste suits so that they can get amongst the people without getting the contamination of people who are living in their own filth, who have no adequate sanity?
We want to keep you from dying from Ebola. Here's a vaccine. Oh, sorry, you died 2 weeks later from starvation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it needs to be pointed out, and that's one of the things we do here. If you want to point something else out, you can call me, even if we're off the air, at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, there's another thing here that Bill Gates is after. And I don't know if he's after it, but he's trying to pretend that he's a good guy here because he thinks super machines could eventually become smarter than humans and take our jobs. But I'm not clear on this, Super Don. Is he arguing that we should do this or shouldn't do this based on, you know, people are stupid, we need machines to be smarter? Do you gather a sense of what he's arguing for here?
Well, you know, he's worried about artificial intelligence.
He's worried about it, really?
He is, and he says he's in the camp that's super concerned about artificial intelligence. But isn't it kind of weird mm-hmm. that you're going to have somebody who is kind of like the icon of technology and computers and the father of
right.
that technology... talking about how we need to worry about the machine, the Terminators, you know?
Yeah, it is. I mean, this guy is like Skynet incarnate, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly.
So there must be a reason. There must be a reason as to why he's speaking out against that or warning folks about artificial intelligence, what they can pose to our future. And I think, Super Don, isn't that right? You told me you may have found out why, indeed, he's come out against this artificial intelligence. Because he says, he did say this, didn't he, that these computers will be smarter than humans, right?
He did, and I found this audio, but you're the genius that put two and two together on this. I'm still amazed by that.
Yeah, so what happened here is, you all know Bill Gates has been a promoter of vaccines for everybody to so-called reduce global population, although he claims it's to protect kids, I know, but remember, he's worried that these machines are coming super smart, smarter than humans. And what happened was, he evidently did an experiment by placing his brain in one of these supercomputers to replicate itself, and it evidently did become smarter than Bill Gates himself. And we've got audio of why Bill Gates is so upset about this and why he's speaking out against it. This is Bill Gates, the supercomputer, artificial intelligence, smarter than Bill Gates himself. Give a listen to what he says, and you'll understand why he's upset about this.
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we cut vaccine efforts, because the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, that really allows society a chance to take care of itself.
He said he cut vaccines.
Holy.
And give people a chance to do what? To heal themselves?
To take care of themselves?
I got to hear that last bit again, because that just doesn't make sense. How is that possible?
It's not
to take care of itself.
To take care of itself. He did. So what happened here is, his supercomputer has overruled the human Bill Gates, that sometimes I argue is not so human, as he's argued for, you know, poisoning the population. Now, here's the second clip of the artificially intelligent, super intelligent Bill Gates supercomputer as to why Bill Gates is speaking out against this artificial intelligence, because it is indeed smarter.
There's been a lot of scrutiny of vaccines recently, specifically childhood vaccines. There's been a lot of news about, is there a connection with autism, for example? What do you make of all that? Dr. Wakefield wrote a paper about this, saying that he thought there was a connection.
All right, here comes Bill Gates, the supercomputer, smarter than the human Bill Gates. Listen.
Well, Dr. Wakefield has shown success on it, and all the other studies were done showed fraudulent data again and again and again, and vaccination, an absolute lie that has killed thousands of kids, because the mothers who heard that lie, many of them did have their kids take either pertussis or measles vaccine, and their children are dead today. And so, you know, the people who go and engage in those...
Do you see why Bill Gates is upset about the future of artificial intelligence?
How?
Did you hear? Supercomputer Bill Gates is on our side.
Wow.
He said it. The fraud and the science. He supports Andrew Wakefield. And he basically acknowledged the death to the vaccines. Okay. Now it makes sense, Super Don. Way to go, buddy.
You heard it here first.
Right. All right. When we come back, what does a man in New York City marry? And did he need a license to do it? And should he file for divorce immediately?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I might add, we would kindly ask that Bill Gates talks to his supercomputer, and not us, for that last segment, please. Just saying. Well, how does the wedding march go? Da-da-da-da, right? So much controversy on marriage. Why isn't this, like, a controversial thing? I mean, this kind of marriage should be banned. I mean, I'm not into banning stuff, but I could say, this story, I'll ban this marriage. This is not allowed to happen. This shall not pass, right? Man,
what is that?
This is downtown New York City, so anything goes, I guess. 42nd Street used to be seedy. Now it's all Disney, but even downtown Disney is not going to do this. Man marries diabetes in downtown New York City.
Oh, so this is a gay marriage story then?
I don't know. Who is diabetes gay? What do you mean?
No. Wilford Brimley. He's the diabetes guy, right? So he's marrying Wilford Brimley.
It's the right thing to do.
Well, I guess Wilford's okay with it. You're right.
He agrees.
He agreed with it. All right, well, the invitation read, Marry the Beast. I don't think Wilford likes being called the Beast. and more than 100 people were in attendance. The marriage was actually a commitment ceremony. Okay, so it's not technically a marriage ceremony, a commitment ceremony. Paul Binder renewed the vows he had made to his type 2 diabetes when diagnosed 18 years ago. He's the founder. Oh, okay, this makes sense because this is like a circus, right? He's the founder of New York's Big Apple Circus. He says, yeah, making my vows again to my diabetes, I had a real and deep sense of commitment and renewal. Saying them out loud in front of people, a group of people, some of whom were my oldest friends, made me feel tremendously supported. So what were his vows? What did they include? He said, I, Paul, vow to myself and my diabetes to act for our good. I don't know, man. You want to act for the good of diabetes? I'm thinking you'd want to squash diabetes and get rid of it. In fact, why wouldn't we put in for a divorce immediately at that point? Or have it annulled.
Right.
Right? And you know what? You could do it with this guy. I think it's type 2 because it seems to be it happened at 18. But it's happening younger and younger. Maybe he could, you know, apply for a divorce. And in that divorce decree, what would happen? He'd have a bottle of GTF chromium, 100 microgram tablets, whole food form, from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And by doing so, if he took 100 micrograms three times a day, he would not have to do a vow to diabetes, to act in behalf of diabetes. Now, he did say he would keep his weight down by exercising and eating healthy. I hope that by healthy, he means organic and non-GMO, non-refined carbohydrates. But then he says, I will deal with neuropathy. Well, if you have poor circulation, like many diabetics do, you're lacking not only the GTF chromium, but you're lacking silica, which would help the nerves as well. So maybe in the divorce decree, he could get a bottle of Alta Silica as well from choosetobehealthy.com. He says, I'll accept the emotional qualities of the relationship. Why would you do that? The emotional brutality of diabetes, really, is it necessary? I understand in a type 1 scenario, you might have to do something like this, but type 2, you can reverse. He says, I will listen to and respect my diabetes. I suppose if your body is saying things, you got to listen to it. Yeah. I am in active embrace with my health. Well, if you were in active embrace with your health, you would be taking 100 micrograms of GTF chromium.
And you wouldn't be making a commitment to diabetes.
I'm thinking. I'm not really fully in favor of this marriage, as you can tell. And you know, normally I'm like, whoever wants to marry, that's fine. No. Nice. If you're of age, right? If
you're of drawing the line. We have now seen where Robert Scott Bell draws the line.
It's where I draw the line. Don't marry diabetes. That's not good. Not good. Hey, how about banning fast food? Like we talked about that thing in Puerto Rico where they want to fine parents for giving their kids Twinkies. You know, I'm not into giving kids Twinkies, but I'm not going to fine you for it. How effective was the Los Angeles fast food ban? That's the question. In 2008, L.A. instituted restrictions on fast food restaurants in the hope that they would reduce and prevent incidents of obesity. Guess what? The new study published in the Journal of Social Science and Medicine found that, wrong answer, Hans, didn't work. South Los Angeles and other neighborhoods actually increased in their obesity faster than other parts of the city where they didn't ban the fast food restaurants. The law of reversed effort, is it not? Ban something, and they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way.
It's, yeah, oxymorons, actually just morons everywhere, but... Yes. Yeah, kind of strange.
Yeah. Interesting. They're contradictory to those reports that were found in the community health councils, which said there was a 3% drop in obesity. But you know somebody was paying off the council if they pull that stunt. So put more fast food restaurants in a neighborhood and obesity might go down. No, I'm not saying that I'm endorsing that. Let's get Chipotle. You know, good, cleaner food and fast food will be better. So that's it for the moment. We've got questions coming through. We got a phone call to get to. Six ways that men die. Can we reverse five of them or all six of them, Super Don? Let's find out after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yes, we rock the health world, and we do some things that even sometimes surprise us on the Robert Scott Bell Show, so you got to tune in. Or download later. That's okay. If you're listening later, no cheap seats. The information doesn't expire. That's the good news. Among, you know, the good news that we do highlight and spotlight, like reminding you that the power to heal is yours. Now, from time to time, I go out and do other radio shows. From time to time, I'm interviewed by other folks and appear on in certain summits and things like that. Next week at this time, I'll be heading out to the UK and visiting with our friends at UK Health Radio, as well as the Alliance for Natural Health UK and Europe, Rob Verkirk, Melanie Aldridge, and a whole lot of other folks. Jonathan Wright, Dr. Jonathan Wright. We've got a think tank coming up next week, in the 28th and the 29th. sign up. Limited seats available, but it is transformative. The people that are coming in for this from all over planet Earth, it's amazing what's going to be happening there. I'm just humbled to be a part of it. Now, we have a phone number, and it does work. Super Don confirms, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And as I said, if you're too timid to call up live on the air, you can call and leave us a message, and we might even pick up the phone and play it on the air.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm a pastor, and I'm calling from Alabama. I have a church member who is sick. I got to see Robert Scott Bell on a healthy gut seminar, and the things that he was talking about the gut, so much described. The lady that's in my church, she has been all over the country. Everybody says they can help her. Nothing ever happens. She has spent physically, emotionally, spiritually, extreme inflammation, inflamed, leaky gut, Lyme disease, mycoplasma, Brucella, has thyroid issues, Graves and Hashimoto's, migraine headaches, histamines, and it just goes on and on and on. And I was just trying in some way possible to find a way that if Robert Scott Bell could help, and it seemed like in his seminar that he could, just some answers. She just can't go anymore, and people say, yes, I can help, and nothing ever works.
Super Don, did he? I know we don't put phone numbers on the air, but did he leave a number when he called?
He did.
Pastor, he did, okay. You know, from one healing ministry to another, look, I respect that pastor immensely. And do you like the way he used the word Bell and put it to two syllables?
Robert Scott Bell.
See, you're not used to real Southern. That's Alabama Southern. I grew up with Georgia Southern. And, you know, but this guy, this is what a pastor should be doing, in my opinion. You know, going to bat for the members of the church, the if you want to call it the flock, whatever. But this is where you could have some good things happening, because this church member clearly has been intoxicated, poisoned, become deficient by many things, much of which happens within the modern medical field, which to me, as I've described for many years, as my good friend John Rappaport, is a church as well. Not a church I would want anybody to belong to, but hey, it's your freedom of religion. If you want to worship there, just don't make me participate in it, right? And that's unfortunately what Obama has done with Obamacare, tried to make everybody participate in his church. And can you say, homie, don't play that game? Is that allowed on radio? I don't even know.
Homie, don't play that. Yes.
Yeah, you can say that?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I just said it anyway. But this pastor is reaching out, asking for help. So I will indeed call. And I think this sounds similar to a letter that we received at robertscottbell.com. I didn't know if it's the same thing. I'll have to cross-reference that. But it sounds similar to something we talked about the other night. But when you have someone that's got so much going on, they need their hand held. And I mean that literally and figuratively, that I can tell them, here are the things that I would do if this was a loved one of mine or a parishioner. I have a healing ministry. I don't consider, I mean, if you want to be a member, that's fine. There's really no membership per se, because it's one that's rooted in freedom, and it's this radio show. But I would, you know, make some suggestions, take some of these things into consideration. Make sure you can feed this woman. Make sure you can heal her gut, like I talked about in the Healthy Gut Summit. But with the thyroid, there are a whole host of issues, selenium issues, iodine issues, heavy metal mercury issues, that ideally, if you had a holistic health care provider like a Dr. Batar or someone like a Jonathan Wright, you know, there are doctors out there that can help in these cases, you would then be able to not only hold their hand through the process, but really provide them the extra care that you need. You know, it's just not, it's not only about holding hands, but honestly, these folks are in such fragile condition that even if you can't do everything and have access to a Jonathan Wright or a Dr. Batar, if you can do some of the things we, you know, TMB and I wrote about in Unlock the Power to Heal, and then hold their hand and support them, feed them. They're not in any condition to feed themselves anymore when this much has happened. That you have an opportunity to bring them out of this state of, you know, a path to decay, degeneration, and dying horribly, with the pain, the suffering, the depression, etc. So there's a lot more than I can give it as an answer here on the air, but you've heard me for years. You know a lot of the concepts that I try to bring forward here. And I'll try and reach out to this pastor in Alabama to see what they're able to do to help as well and maybe draw up a plan. Again, I'm not saying I'm the one that heals her or anyone. I believe that everybody has to heal themselves, but it is you who walk the path when you learn what that path is and how to walk it. You can have people hold your hand and prop you up while you're learning the path. There's nothing wrong with that. But ultimately, you're going to have to walk it. And as you strengthen, you'll be able to help and inspire others to do the same. And that's what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So I'm grateful for you, Pastor, for calling in and leaving that message. And for calling me Robert Scott Bale. That was for Super Don's sake, because that's real Southern, which I appreciate very much.
All right. I have learned some culture on today's
yeah.
show.
You're not cultured until you visit L.A. That's Lower Alabama. And get the heart of the South down there. All right.
Hey,
now,
I have family there. I got to go there.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Now, here's a story. I don't know if we can get through all of them. We'll try. The six most common ways that men die and how to avoid them. Are they talking about avoiding the men or avoiding dying, that the men would die? I'm not sure. That headline's kind of confusing.
Depends on the situation.
How to avoid the men. And it has a picture of an overweight guy trying to button up his jeans. Number one on the list, heart disease. Number one man killer out there. In fact, I think it may be number one for women, but it doesn't get as much press. One out of every four male deaths, according to the CDC, heart disease. And it's, you know, yes, a lack of exercise. But it has nothing to do with high cholesterol, because an equal amount of people that die of heart disease have low cholesterol as have high cholesterol, or whatever they might call normal today. We've been through that. I'm not going to beat that one to death. But I will say a lot of the things that I reference will fill the bill for all of these things. No, the GTF chromium, the selenium, the silicon, the detoxifying, the water, the hydration. My goodness, hydration is critical for heart health and circulatory health. And if you haven't been to robertswater.com and downloaded the new ebook with all of the information on molecular hydrogen, please do so. Take the time. It's going to be life-changing in a good way. So heart disease, remember, the GTF chromium also very critical here, 100 micrograms three times a day. That will also help the liver, along with selenium. And if the liver's not doing its job, then all bets are off. Not only can you have inflammation of the circulatory system, but it can lead to number two on the list. That would be cancer. Close behind, the one out of every four men dying of heart disease, nearly that many, 24% of all male deaths, cancer. And they actually acknowledge it's not bad luck. Thank you. No, it's not bad luck or bad genes. It's about metabolic impact of toxins and deficiencies and the lifestyle factor. Of course, they always talk about smoking. And as I said, if you smoke, please smoke real tobacco if you do that. Or even better, smoke cannabis, because it's shown not to cause lung cancer. Maybe reverse it. Interestingly enough, the tobacco is more dangerous than the cannabis that has been banned as a Schedule I drug by the federal government. And I'm not telling you to do that, but I'm just saying if you smoke and you don't want to quit, please at least choose real tobacco. Real tobacco. And you can undo this. We talked about smoking cessation with Dr. Frank King it was a week or two ago, Super Don, we covered that?
Yeah, sounds right.
Okay. All right, so let's see. What else we got here? Let's see. On the list, getting back to the list, unintentional injuries. This is just men being stupid, right? Hey, let's see if we can jump that bridge, right?
The Darwin Awards.
The Darwin Awards. Hey, I was one of those. I mean, we had bicycles. We had Huffy bikes, you know, that was BMX Huffies. Remember those? And we would set up ramps and jump them. Man, there was one time, I don't know how I didn't break my ribs. But it was just bad. And then there was one time that I did, in fact, break my ribs when I went off of a trampoline like Superman. I don't think I meant to, and sidelonged into a tree. And I still have a concave kind of dent in my rib cage on the left from that. So,
God, dang gravity. Jeez.
Yeah. So, man, be smarter and travel with Advanced Arnica from King Bio everywhere you go. And take lots of silica. Silica, they talk about osteobioflex or something for cartilage and lubricating joints, but silica, the most important part of strengthening your connective tissue and skeletal system, so you can withstand your own stupidity, man. Number four, chronic lower respiratory diseases. 5.4% of all deaths, COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. What do we do for that? We nebulize silver hydrosol. We not only nebulize silver hydrosol, but we also... we do lobelia tincture. Lobelia tincture. I think that's the Alliance for Natural Health trying to reach me here. What else we got? Lobelia. Do you remember some of the homeopathic remedies? Probably Antimonium tartaricum, Bryonia alba, Spongia tosta, that's toasted SpongeBob for you in kitty land out there, and Drosera rotundifolia. All of these things will help, and of course the liver and the kidneys need to be supported so that the lungs do not suffer so much. Now number five on the list is stroke. Stroke, of course, is hydration, essential fatty acids. It is also silica, silica, silica. You can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. If you want to read up more on it, then what you need to do is get Unlock the Power to Heal. Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com. You can buy it for, I don't know how much there. You can download it as an ebook, or you can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Number six on the list of things that kill men, the six things that kill men more than anything else, the guy married it. Diabetes. Don't you be like that New Yorker that founded the Big Apple Circle. Don't marry diabetes. Reverse it. 100 micrograms, three times a day, maybe even a fourth time, and you'll reverse it, along with homeopathic remedies that include Lycopodium, Lycopodium, and iris. Yes, the beautiful flower known as an iris is converted into a homeopathic medicine, and it's wonderful for the pancreas. All right, there you go. Six things men don't have to die from anymore. Or maybe at least five of them, because the injuries, the stupid stuff, I don't know if I can counteract that in one segment. All right, we're going to talk about something cheeks. You don't know what it is? The teenagers do. When we come back, it's a Super Don story on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, thanks to Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, joining me tonight as he does each and every week. And Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty. And Super D, Uber D, Ultra D, and, of course, all the things. Hey, tomorrow is going to be an awesome show. Of course, we've got the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King, which is always great. And what else? Liam Sheff. We're going to talk about the lack of water in California. Ooh. What does that mean? But before we get there, Rob Verkirk from the Alliance for Natural Health Europe. We're going to preview the event of the century in England. Healthcare think tank coming together, Jonathan Wright and doctors from all over the world coming to England, London. Saturday, open to the public. If you feel like you want to take part in the discussion, I'll have the links up in the show notes tomorrow. We've been blasting them out in the social networks. And then, of course, Sunday, the 29th of March, Jonathan Wright will be giving a day-long intensive on integrative medicine. I have a brief foray for about 90 minutes to teach the physicians how to integrate silver specifically into their practice. It's going to be really cool. Now, I've got a long flight ahead of me, but I guarantee I'm not going to do whatever it is these two gals are being accused of doing. Now, two words that when you put together, all teenagers giggle. Super Don, what are those two words?
Well, let's see. Is super glue one of them?
No, that doesn't make me giggle.
No. All right. How about butt injections?
That's only half funny.
Wow.
Butt injections. That's kind of...
Right, so enlighten me here.
Butt cheeks.
Oh, but that's not...
But that's all you got to say. And a teenager is going to start giggling. Butt cheek. He said butt cheeks, right?
Well, you could say dingleberries, and that would make somebody laugh, but that's not part of the story.
It is, because they're injecting these tushies to make their butt cheeks bigger. Isn't that what the whole point is?
Well, yeah, but did you see what they're injecting in the butt cheeks?
No, I did not look that far. I was kind of grossed out. What are they doing?
Super glue.
Seriously? They're putting super glue?
This woman went in and she paid $520 for Botox injections.
That's what I said, butt cheeks. They want to grow butt cheeks.
Botox.
Botox.
Like what was the movie?
My 15-year-old is giggling and gave me a thumbs up.
Right,
butt cheeks.
Yes.
All right,
I'll
so
say
I told
it one more
you.
Time. All right, fine. Butt cheeks.
Thank
and
you.
Anyway,
go ahead.
So this guy forks out, or this woman forks out $520 to get these butt injections from this guy who says I'm a doctor, or this lady.
Man. Right.
the woman told police that Ross, who goes by the name of Wee Wee, sanitized her buttocks and began injecting syringes that Ross had contained water-based saline.
How long is that going to last? A woman screaming in pain.
Yeah, it turns out the injection holes, they closed with super glue and cotton balls.
Well, that gives new meaning to the word Peter Cottontail. Just in time for Easter, right? She's not
going to
be hopping down the bunny trail, though. That's horrible.
Listen, here's the deal. I've seen these stories off and on. It's probably not a good idea to go and get plastic surgery from a person named Wee Wee at room 137 at the Holiday Inn.
Right. What was your first clue? This sounds like something that the men would do. You know, one of the six reasons men die. This may be one of the six reasons women die. If they want their tushies to be enhanced to that degree, please don't go to Wee Wee to have it done with super glue and cotton balls. That's all I'm saying. Not a good plan. She wasn't thinking that one all the way through. All right, we've achieved it. We've done the Super Don story. Everybody can be giggly and laugh, and now I don't know what to do.
Listen, it is the real world out there, and sometimes we get to point out the crazies. You know, when Paul Offit isn't saying something, we go to somebody else who's crazy and highlight them. So,
okay. This is a classic story. Maybe we can get Bill Gates and the supercomputer in on this, and they could replace Wee Wee and do the job right or correctly.
Yeah, they tried to do that with the Jeopardy computer. That didn't work too well. We did that on the air, and it was kind of scary.
Yeah, that didn't work. So did Bill Gates really, the supercomputer, really say that? Because people are asking me. They're like, how did Super Don get that?
No, of course he didn't say that. Super Don spent about an hour doctoring the audio so he could make everybody laugh.
Well, just in case you didn't already know, we just wanted to be sure so Bill Gates doesn't come looking for us and send a big old syringe filled with butt cheeks or something. All right, guys and girls, thank you for being with us. And if you decide to tune in to Healing Revolution tomorrow, you will be richly rewarded. We're going to talk about some interesting things about correcting the GMO damage. And, of course, as I said, Rob Verkirk, Liam Sheff, and you, and Super Don. Love being here with you. Thank you, my friends. Tell your friends this is the place to be. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.